Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Lisbeth Guillen de la Sierra. Date of birth 7-8-1986. Date of procedure is December 7, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter Dio. Referring physician is Dr. Rusha Kanal. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is acid reflux, comma, nausea, comma, abdominal pain. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained. Period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, preparation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of miscegenation, such as malignancy, well, since patient period. Patient brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, seduced for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Period, or while lubricated, lymphosphereal gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and granted direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examinations made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus. Period, or retroflexes obtained in the cardio. Period, air resection from the stomach, forward withdrawal of the scope. Period. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period, the digital rectal exam was run. Period, or while lubricated, lymphosphereal your colonoscopes introduced into the rectum, advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the peninsular orifice, ileocecal valve, and complements of the Fultz. Period. The terminal ileum was evaluated. Period. Careful examinations made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, the ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transphalon, splenic structure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum. Period. A retroflex was obtained in the rectum. Period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston Bowel Prep score of 8. 2-3-3, comma, good prep. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, number one, there was an unremarkable esophagus. Next line, the Z line was regular at 37 centimeters from the gray block. Next line, there was gastric erythema noted more so in the antrum than in the body. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2. The ampulla appeared unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained in the duodenal bulb and D2 for histology and to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, there's an unremarkable terminal ileum. Next line, there was rectosigmoid erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, there was a sessile rectal polyp, approximately 5 centimeters in size, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was diverticulosis on the left side. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 5 years, comma, pending path. Next line, would recommend increase in water and fiber in the diet and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.